Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. And thank you so much for being potties and being patient. I was on vacation and now I'm back.
Gavin, good.
Gavin was out for a couple days. Betty Rock held down the fort this time. Did you take any time off at all, Rock?
I did. I took off Thursday.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. Good for you. And I'm really sorry about one time you texted me something, and I texted, like, the night before you texted me something, and it was like super early my time. Because I was in Utah, but I was up. I mean, it was like, all right, so it was a work thing. But then I texted her the next day about another work thing, and then I realized it was like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh. Yeah.
And she answered me back. That floored me.
Well,
I'm like,
because I've got it set where, and please don't use this against
me. Okay. Do you have your sound on?
No.
No, I have it where no matter what, if he texts me, even if it's on Do Not Disturb or Quiet or whatever, it will
give him a lot of power.
It's not by my own free will.
It took me a lot of years to get to that.
I know you'll abuse it.
Oh, no, I haven't yet. You've had it for years now.
You did that time.
That one time. And I quickly sent a text back and said I apologize because I didn't look at the time. I had a good break. I was out in Utah. I avoided becoming a Mormon. Boy, they try to convert you everywhere out there. No, I'm just kidding. You'd never know it.
Like, what was the highlight of the trip?
The highlight for me was bobsledding. Because they have the Olympic Village there that they had done the ski slope and the bobsledding back in 2000 something or whatever. And so they had this whole thing where you could go ride a bobsled.
How many times could you do it? Or is it just once?
Just once.
Okay, yeah. It's still worth it.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 59 seconds and $80.
Nice.
But worth it.
Yeah, sure.
But worth it.
So you and Marty went down.
Yeah.
And then did Molly and Greg?
Yeah, they went as well. Marty was really close to chickening out. Like, she was stressed out about it, like, the day before. Actually, the week before. And then as we were walking up to it, she was still, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. And then finally I said, how fast do you go? And I'm like, she's like 70 something miles an hour. I'm like, well, that's pretty fast. And then I'm like, how long is it? No, I'm like, how long is it? And he's like, you'll probably do it in under a minute. And then she was okay.
Oh,
because
so she's
she
like,
was thinking
I
it was
can
three.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm like, you've given birth. Like, that's a big deal. Like, you always throw that in my face for everything else that I want to do.
Oh.
You know, it's like, you've given birth. Like, why? Like, why is this scary to you? So we have to wear helmets, and we get in the bobsled. And it does rock you around. Your head, the first big curve, and then your head goes
like a wooden roller coaster.
Yes, that's how they described it too. And your head snaps against the side.
Nope.
And so like, I'm more worried about her because I don't know. And you're sitting like tandem, like she's right in front of me. And so I'm like, okay, her head's still moving, so I think she's not passed out. She didn't like just slump down. So I figured we're okay. But then I didn't want to get off. off the thing and have her have this huge headache or be terrorized or whatever, or terrified. But she got off and she was like, that was fun. I enjoyed it. But she has a huge bruise on her arm and a bruise on her other elbow and stuff.
What was she doing?
Oh, that's because I had to make her get in. No, it was just as you're in this bobsled, you just hit the sides and there's like very little padding because they want them to be light.
Did you scream any?
No, actually, it was fun. It was a complete rush. It was something that when I was a kid, I always wanted to do, and I never thought I'd get the opportunity to. Obviously, this was what I was really bummed about though, because Salt Lake City, and we were in Deer Park or Park Valley, Park City. I don't know. We were somewhere. Park City, Utah. Park City. Yeah. But they, it's a big snow town too, you know. And they had a curling excursion you could go on. That's you know awesome. What curling is, right, Rock? Where they where slide that rock.
Oh, I thought it was where you throw the thing.
No, that, no.
What's the thing?
You're on ice and you, you let it and you have the guys slide down.
Okay. Yeah,
trying to hit like a target.
You've seen that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And I wanted to do that so bad because curling is like that one sport that everyone thinks, oh, I could be in the Olympics for this, you know? Because it doesn't seem like it takes a ton of skill. Definitely doesn't take physical fitness. And so we were going to do that, but it was closed. I was so bummed. Like, that was something I wanted to do.
It probably was $100 for each of you.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah. And so when Marty wasn't wanting, like, when she was... She didn't want to disappoint me kind of thing about not doing the ride. I'm like, it's okay. I'll just go twice. Like, not a big deal, man.
It's a win for you.
Yeah. I have learned that I want her to try things, but then I don't want her to, like, hurt herself or be scared or whatever. And so, I've learned, though, to just, when she doesn't want to do it, to let her not do it instead of pushing her. She's happier. I'm happier. Hmm. And she's not that person that's like makes you feel guilty for going, you know? It's like, oh, thanks for leaving me behind. I just stayed here all day, you know, or whatever. Right. Like, so she's like, did you guys have fun? You know? And,
yes.
And so she's great about that. So
it works out well. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah. I'm not that way. I'm like, come on, let's do this. I'm trying to think. Then we
went
mountain biking. Yeah.
You didn't hurt yourself. That's a big deal.
That was a huge miracle because it was bigger than anything I'd ever ridden before.
Did you Gregor Bear have any heartfelt conversations?
Of course not.
Get to know.
You know, what's really funny though, oh no, he almost got us in a fist fight as adults because some guy honked at him and he chose to get mad at him.
Rick has anger issues.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he almost got us in a fist fight at 52. So that's fun. It's funny though, you mentioned that because we were talking about like nicknames. Molly, his wife, was like, I don't really have a nickname because I have like 10 for Marty. And then she's like, I don't have a nickname. And so I was like, I call you Molly.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, she has a mole. Bad. No, I'm just kidding. No, just because her name's Molly.
But if she ever does get a mole.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Molly Molly.
And so.
Holy moly.
And then Marty had asked Greg something about nicknames and stuff. And she's like, do you need a new nickname? And he's like, no, I'm fine with Gregor Bears.
Aww, sweet.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's like, oh yeah, I love it. He's like, he's leaned into it. I'm like, dadgummit,
so
Greg.
Great.
Yeah. So yeah, he loves
Does
the
he
nickname.
Does he have a nickname for you?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, do you get a little hurt by that?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
I would.
Yeah. So did you have a good weekend, Rock?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to think of what happened the weekend right after you left, but I can't remember because that was 2 weekends ago. Now.
I know. It's so long. I was gone for, the weekend and the week.
It's been like 9 days.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I was supposed to go to a dog's birthday party, but that got canceled.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. What else did
a
I
dog's
do?
Birthday
now
party.
You don't have to say you've been to a dog's birthday, like,
yeah,
I don't mind.
Like if it's ironic and like, hey, we're gonna have a dog's birthday party, wink wink, but it's just for us to hang out, like I get that, but
I
if
think
you
that's
are,
what it was gonna
okay,
be
okay like that's yeah. fine yeah like yeah. we're looking for an excuse to hang out as friends,
right.
Like that's fun.
Yeah.
But you know there are crazy people that literally do that. Like I had to wait to pull into a parking space because some knucklehead yesterday was trying to get his dog out of his car to take it into Lowe's. Like, you could have gone to Lowe's without your dog. You would have been fine.
I've seen a lot of dogs at Lowe's in Home Depot, and I don't go to Home Depot.
Maybe he doesn't have a family close by, and the dog is his only family.
Maybe he's got social anxiety. The dog.
How do you do that? It's too hot in the car.
Well, yeah, you can't leave it in the car.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. How do you do that? Like, how do you find empathy? teach me your ways. All I knew is I needed to pull into this space, and this knucklehead can't get out of the car. I guess we see it differently. Agree to disagree. Gavin, you were also on vacation for the first part.
Tell everybody about, because he came back from his vacation. I saw him on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
And he was telling me all about it, and it was so funny.
I feel like the second time I tell it is not going to be as funny.
But I haven't heard it before.
I know, that's true. So we started off this trip. We went to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I learned I'm just like not... I think I'm done with roller coasters.
At your age, you're like 24, 25, yeah.
And it was just wooden roller coaster after wooden roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And I'm legitimately convinced that we weren't on the roller coaster. I'm convinced the thing disconnected for a split second and my head hurt for the rest of the day. My friend who deals with migraines like quit partway through the day just because... Like that
really?
That one's a little bit more serious.
That happened on the bobsled. Marty got a bad headache.
Yeah, and she took medicine.
Greg did not. And Greg, I've never seen it. He got like such a bad migraine. Like he, we were going to ride that afternoon, and he was just in so much pain and angry. I'm like, dude, we don't have to ride. It's okay. No, we're going. Okay, whatever you want to do. Don't poke the bear. But then, yeah, so it's weird. Like, I'm not used to that. But the older you get, I used to be able to do circle rides that would go as fast and in a circle.
Like teacups and stuff?
Yeah, and that roundup thing and all that stuff. It never bothered me. But the older I've gotten, it definitely bothers me more now. Like, I get queasy where I never did before. So you're getting old before your time.
My favorite ride. Not my favorite, but the lighthearted ride. You know the one you get in those little swings?
Oh, yeah.
And they spin you around.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, it's a ride that looks like it's for kids, but once you're up there and you're just swinging, you're
it's so fun.
Just like, I'm like, I could probably fall asleep up here.
Yeah, I could barf on those.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah.
But then a couple of the days after that, we were just doing a lot of road tripping from, like, Pennsylvania. And then we ended up in...
So the hurricane didn't bother.
Oh, no. There was some rain, some light rain here and there, but it was only ever usually while we were driving. Like, we brought rain jackets, we did all this, and the ground was wet, but anytime we were outside of the car, it was never raining.
I thought you were going to have bad weather and it was going to mess with you.
Yeah, we skipped that.
We had a flight delay, but not for long, but for mechanical. And which
that's
is...
That's more scary. That's
I know.
More
my
worrisome.
Wife thinks the same way, too. I'm like, but they're fixing it. It's okay. So we have this delay. We get up in the air, and we're flying, and everything's great. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the plane just drops.
Whoa.
You hear, ka-da-dong! And then the plane just drops.
Nope.
The lady next to me, like, lifts up her shade really slowly to see if the wing is still there.
Are we still alive?
It was a pound. And but that it was the one thing, like, because you're then you're expecting turbulence, but it was just a kabang, and you're like, and everyone's like, they scream and look around, and it was, I think we just hit wind shear coming over mountains, and it just dropped us. It was like, woo! I was like, back being on the bobsled.
Nope.
But we did a lot more road tripping from like Pennsylvania all the way up to the end of our day. We did one day where we like went to Hartford, Connecticut, which is where technically some of Gilmore Girls takes place.
Oh, so my daughter would love that.
That's why Haley wanted to stop there. But then it was kind of a bummer because, like, we looked it up and obviously, like, they didn't film there.
Right, right.
But it was like, in our heads, I think we had this idea that we were like, oh, it's going to be, we might see the town. Like,
you'll see Luke's.
Obviously, it was like filmed in L.A.
Yeah.
So it was nothing like the town from, so that didn't really matter. But it was a cool city regardless. And we did that. And then we drove all the way to Salem, Massachusetts, where we spent most of our evening. And we went to, and we were just like looking on the fly for things to do there. And I found a Salem witch trial museum.
Oh, weird.
And it was like $15 a ticket.
I would not have gone to that.
Oh, I would.
Not too expensive. We definitely wanted to. And you go into this like really old church in Salem. And then you go into this like dark theater.
Absolutely not.
Like if you've been to like a black box theater and then they have the lights out. There's a red circle in the middle.
Come on.
And then this voice drops that's just like, in 1682. And then all in like this rectangular room, you have these like wax figure mannequins.
Oh, no
up
way.
On
like
these
the
little
Hall
stages.
Of Presidents at Disney.
And they would go through a storyline of like how it started basically back in the 1600s. And each time the light would light up on a certain part of the stage, and these characters are like kind of moving.
They had animatronic, like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, like bad animatronics.
And there was like, and they very much marketed it online as family friendly. Like it's okay to bring. And there's like little kids in there, and they're crying, and the parents
burn
are bringing.
Witch, mommy, burn the witch.
It was dark though. Yeah. Like not.
Were they crying because of what was being said?
Yeah,
because
they would have some, like, you know, loud pangs, sure. Oh, freaky okay. music.
And... All right, well, what did you learn about the Salem witch trials?
Well, I learned that it was more rooted in the way that they messaged it was that it was basically young girls and hysteria. And okay. young girls basically being bored on the as we're like finding this new country, there's like nothing to do. There's nobody.
They didn't
around.
Have TikTok.
No, obviously not. And so there were stories of these girls who would just basically like go into hysteria, and then them back then not knowing anything about like mental health, saying, "Wow, that must be the devil."
Okay.
And then a bunch of other girls started doing it as well.
So then it wasn't so much, it wasn't rooted in people that were actually practicing, dabbling in the dark arts, if you will.
The Salem witch, because they did say that there are cases of people who like legitimately did practice that kind of stuff, but more of the Salem witch trial situation was more based in people just like being afraid and trying to pinpoint it on something that they thought was more logical than just mental health.
Yeah.
In a world where it's like, you know, you're the only family for miles on end and there's nothing to do and you're maybe afraid of what might come out in the dark.
Huh.
Something like that.
Well, I guess it's good that we've learned more about mental health since the 1600s.
You're not claiming someone as a witch nowadays.
Yeah.
Burner. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I would enjoy that. I like all the history and the spooky stuff.
I don't like spooky stuff, but I like history.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
So fun. And especially if they add little stupid animatronics that are like,
yeah.
And then she was burned.
It was worth $15.
I did a thing one time in my mainstream radio days. Like everybody that I worked with, like they had no like fear or respect for the devil kind of thing and what can happen and Ouija boards and all that stuff. Like they were really like, it didn't bother them. So they wanted to do a live show from a house that was considered haunted and we were going to spend the night there.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do a seance, all this stuff. I stayed there.
No,
I did. I stayed there all night.
All night?
I wouldn't do the seance. Cause I'm like, guys, I don't want to mess with this stuff. It's just weird. But then, we had a news guy who was a little bit of a drinker and a lot of bit of a drinker. And
you don't just say a little bit.
No, he ended up getting hammered, found an axe.
What?
Walking through the haunted house at night, dragging this axe and then starting to hit walls.
No!
And
so,
yeah.
That's awesome.
No!
And then he's screaming like at the top of his lungs, like threatening God to come do his worst. It was just, it was weird, that's man. Brave. Yeah. It was not a comfortable night. Yeah.
Put it lightly.
Yeah. This is the same guy for his birthday. I bought him an old grenade, like at an antique store. Cause he was volatile. And he sent me 3 years later, like 40 grenades. He's like, now I have a collection. Like, oh my God.
It's the last person that needs that.
Yeah.
Is he single?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
ironic.
No.
I'm not saying you. Like it makes sense.
He can protect you.
He's got grenades.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. That's the spooky, scary, like occult stuff. I just don't like. I don't like it in movies. I don't like it in anything. No. I can handle suspense and drama and things like that. Like I don't mind that. But
the possession type.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah,
no,
like those Annabelles and like
The Conjuring and the.
Oh yes, the Conjuring.
That's my least favorite.
The trailers are terrifying.
Yeah. I've read somewhere that you can actually see, go to some museum and they have the. It's not a doll. I think it's a teddy bear or something like that. But it's the toy that was used as the base for Annabelle. It's in a cage.
No,
the movie stuff. Chucky freaks me out. Like
that one never freaked me out. That one was always like, oh really? Like I'm getting attacked by this doll.
You can go to this museum and you can see it.
Okay, yeah, the Chucky movie.
Would you do it? You love history.
I might like. Look at it.
Oh no.
But I'm not gonna. Mm-mm. I want to look at it from a distance.
I remember like the power of suggestion and the power that your mind has in things.
Because
I remember that night at that
well,
house.
How could you not?
Yeah. But I remember like people going, "Oh, it's cold in here!" All of a sudden, you know, and like, and then, "Oh yeah, it is." Oh yeah, and I'm like, "No, I like your mind is running with you, and you're believing what you want to believe. You're finding what you want to find in this thing." But that didn't make it easy to sleep. I can tell you that much. Like you hear every noise, like, "Oh my gosh!"
Right. Well, I remember when I went to like here in Tennessee, in Adams, Tennessee, which is probably an hour and a half to 2 hour drive.
Oh yeah, you told me.
Is where the Bell Witch historical site and all that is. And so I am a sucker for like history. You get to go walk through things, you get to hear about it. And so we go, and I had told a girl that I was working with at the time. That was when I was working at the daycare. I told her that I was going, and she said that as a teen, her and some of her friends would drive up there and they'd hear all these scary things, see all these scary things, of course. And she said that she's always heard that if you take a rock from the area, that weird things will start happening. So as a prank.
You took a rock?
No, I didn't take anything. But I come back and I pick up a rock out of the parking lot and I bring it to her. And I'm like, "Hey, look, I got this for you." She's like, "Get it away from me.
That's good.
Get it away from me."
That's there are things, again, your mind plays tricks on you. Your mind has a lot of power because there are things like I don't necessarily believe in ghosts and ghosts haunting houses and things like that. But if someone were to tell me this house is haunted and you can buy it for $300,000 or this house not haunted and you can buy it for $1 million, I will find a way to buy the $1 million house just to be safe.
I'll swing
but you say you don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Yeah. But I will say this.
What's the but?
In the Bible,
it
does have where Jesus is resurrected and he comes back.
But he's not.
And he says, "Look at my hands and feet."
With
and
doubting
he, and
Thomas.
He says, "I'm not a." He says, "I'm not a ghost."
Right.
So if he's saying he's not a ghost, then does that mean that they actually are in existence?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I get that. But I get your
if
logic.
If he's saying
he says, "I'm not a ghost, so there are ghosts."
Because they thought,
because
the disciples thought, "Oh, this is a ghost." Or was it when he was walking to the boat or something like that? And then he asked them for like fish so he could eat.
Yeah.
And they're, anyways, all of that to say. Like,
you might want to spend a little more time in the Word.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Where is it, Wally? Bible. Can you tell me where it is? Where's that verse that I was
reading? 1
Peter.
Boom.
No.
Yeah, because it was the boat. When they thought that when they saw him walking on the water, they thought it was a ghost.
That was
in
the gospel.
And they were fearful.
It's not
Peter.
It's in the gospel.
Yeah, Peter.
He's not
also, we,
a ghost.
The parents that we stayed, our friends' parents that we stayed with.
Luke! Ha!
That's what I meant. It was Peter who was freaked out. Sorry,
well,
you guys didn't let me finish.
So full of
That's the thing. Like, again, I you know that there is a spiritual realm just by the nature of the Holy Spirit. You know, so you know there is a spiritual realm.
Right, but that doesn't mean you need to get out a board game and push around a triangle.
Yeah, but then the other part of it, though, too, is like in knowing so. Like, do I believe in demons? Yes, I do. But do I believe they have power over me? Absolutely not. You know, and that's why I've always wondered, like, somebody died, yet their spirit decided to stay in this house for some reason. Like, all of a sudden, it wasn't bound by the rules that God has set up in heaven and hell and all this.
Well,
like,
if you don't believe in God, anything could.
Oh, yeah. If you don't believe in God and that.
Yeah,
and
faith
that,
is a wild card there.
Yeah, absolutely. Then, my friends definitely believe in ghosts, you know, because they don't necessarily believe in God.
Yeah.
But I just can't. I can't imagine a ghost that can go through walls and do all those other things has nothing better to do with its time
than just sit
there and, "I'm sad, I'm dead, and I own this house,
and I'm going to haunt
get out
you.
Of my house." Yeah, like I would be like, "Dude, I'm going to like see where I can fly, you know, and go see some stuff I didn't see."
Like,
what happens once you've
ghost?
Seen everything, though?
Yeah.
Like, if you've seen everything, I guess, then it's just like time to haunt.
Get out of my house, then, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's your answer.
I guess. I don't know.
All right, moving on from ghost, now... Can I move to mine?
Boy, didn't even get to mine.
Oh.
Like, we literally, that was 22 minutes of weekend.
It's all vacation storytelling.
Mine was just that stuff on the crazy politics that happened while I was gone. Did you guys see this? The Democrats?
No.
The Democrats,
yes, they got
in
sick.
Texas?
They
what?
Got sick.
What do you mean?
Didn't a whole bunch of Democrats get sick with COVID?
No, not that I know.
Yeah, I was hearing it from my friends.
I don't know that they got COVID. There was a vote coming up in Texas on voter law, and the Democrats knew they weren't going to be able to defeat it, so they left. They flew. They took a private plane to. They chartered a plane and went to D.C. to avoid the vote, so that it wouldn't have a quorum, which you have to have enough people to vote. And so it basically stalemated or stymied the vote. Mm-hmm. And so they're calling themselves heroes and patriots, and like no, if anyone else did this, and the Republicans, you'd call them anarchists. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. So you chose, like, you control all these other things, but when you can't control the things that you know you don't have control of, then now you're going to break the rules just to get your way, which I thought was lunacy. But it was right. Funny, like, people posting things like, I'm having to do my laundry in my hotel. And one guy was like, first meal as a fugitive. It's like, you guys are ridiculous. And so they did that. And so I was watching this kind of, I kind of stay out of the news when I'm on vacation. I was watching it and just kind of laughing at it. But then, and I was frustrated by it. It's like, you know what? Deal with it. But then you've got Lindsey Graham saying that they now, as a Republican, to stop the Democrats from passing the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation plan, are like, yeah, maybe we'll do this too, and we'll leave Washington so you can't have the vote. So now you open this door for everyone just finding the loopholes to not do their job. Like, look, just take the vote, and unfortunately, it's the problem with a free system and a democratic system is you can't always get your way, and you have to sometimes deal with that. I mean, we've seen that as a Republican from the beginning when Biden wanted to push through things. He had the ability to do it because Kamala was the tie-breaking vote, and boom, he did it. You know, and so you just have to take that. You still have to abide by the rules that we've set up as this democracy, or else you do slide into anarchy, or you're going to have to change the entire system at that point. But I was really frustrated by that as I was kind of peeking my head into it. I started listening to this guy Ben Shapiro. He has this squirrely little voice, and stuff,
he's like located here locally.
Yeah,
too,
like,
I think.
But he is staunch Republican, conservative.
I think he's so annoying.
Yeah, but I like him.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, I like his viewpoint on stuff. Like, I think he does a good job as a Republican. I like that.
We had him come to
as a Democrat, you'd hate him.
We had him come to campus back
did
at
you
college because
really?
my friend, who's, like, you know, a very, like, logical person, but just, like, identifies severely as a Republican, and the organization that he was a part of brought him in to be a guest speaker.
Really?
At school.
So he turned himself into a brand.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did a really good job with that. I respect, you know, from that standpoint, really. He turned, like, a podcast into something, which is amazing. I'd love to know how to do that. let's see. I think that was it for mine. There's a Lego gun, but look at this thing.
That sounds cool. Whoa.
Yeah.
Working?
Yes.
What does it fire?
There's,
like,
bullets.
Like real?
There's a company that decided to make a 9mm Glock look like a Lego gun. Like, it looks just like Legos. And the Lego company was like, hey, guys, we kind of don't want that.
Stop.
You're going to need to stop making these guns.
It looks like a toy.
I know. I mean,
that's dangerous.
Not healthy at all, you know? And I mean, I'm a gun owner, but I'm a responsible gun owner. And I look at that and I go, that's messed up. Mm-hmm. Because the company was like, well, it's for the fun of sports shooting and things like that. It's like, I get it. It's a creative idea. But I think Lego was right to say, hey, let's not do that.
Yeah.
And the company actually stopped and backed down, which is really good.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that is good. Do you know that Legos are now making bricks from recycled plastic?
That is a cool thing.
Like, why did they not always do that? Like
they should have done that to begin with.
Yeah,
what were they making?
I have no
plastic.
Idea.
Their own plastic?
New plastic.
Yeah, like expensive plastic. And now now, because recycled stuff costs you more to make a lot of times, now those already $3 billion Lego sets at Target are going to be twice as much.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got?
All right. Now, out of politics,
yes,
ghosts, and guns.
We've covered it all today.
So pop stars like Camila Cabello, she has a high standard when it comes to looking a certain way. I think a lot of pop star women do. You know her from this song. Havana, oh, na, na.
Half of my heart is in Havana. I like this style of music a little bit, especially when I'm in Miami. This transports me there. It was funny, Betty Rock was singing this today, and she's like, Cabana, na, na, na.
I didn't know what the words were.
Cabana,
in her most recent social media post, Camila got honest with her followers on body positivity.
Okay.
This is what she had to say.
Being at war with your body is so last season. I am grateful for this body that lets me do what I need to do. We are real women with curves and cellulite and stretch marks and fat, and we gotta own that, baby.
Okay, now I agree with the message. Like, that's fine. Yeah, be you, be proud of you. All of that's good stuff. But it's funny. But, like, that's so last year. Like, oh, that just made me cringe.
Well, that's not the part that really made people cringe.
What?
Despite this positive subject, she's getting a lot of flack due to the fact that she's making herself sound like she has a bad-looking figure.
Oh,
she's standing like... Like, she's got the fat. She's got
stretch
the stretch marks.
Marks,
you know, the cellulite and all that stuff. And a lot of people are saying that... That has to be impossible for
her.
Oh,
like she doesn't?
Like she must not. Like she looks perfect. And like don't body. Like in the way of.
No one can ever be happy.
I agree with you. But maybe they're thinking she's body shaming by putting herself in the category that a lot of women have to deal with. Stretch marks and cellulite.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe she's telling you what the story says.
I know. Maybe she has them. You can't see her all the time. I mean, maybe she does.
Yeah, maybe she does.
People, give everybody a break from it. Like, it's already one thing, like, her making the statement. But then, like, again, it just proves you can never make anyone happy. That was an interesting storyline on This Is Us. So, Kate, the character Kate, who's played by Chrissy Metz, is large. I mean, she's 300. And something pounds, like, mm-hmm. she's and she'll tell you that she's overweight, and so they have, she goes, and her character goes to this support group and where she meets her husband, but there's one girl there that's in this eating support group who's tiny, and so they end up becoming, well, frenemies, and then they end up becoming friends. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because no one in this support group could understand why this girl had an unhealthy, you know, view of herself, because mm-hmm. they see her as perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with this lady here. Like, everyone from the outside is going, well, they're looking at it, throwing arrows at her, going, why? We see you as perfect. You're not like us. We're this, and you can't be this. But you don't know how she perceives herself. And so
right.
she might see herself as ugly, fat, repulsive, or whatever. And that's her narrative. And so, like, to then come back and clap back at that, I just don't get this world anymore, man.
No, I'm with you.
Oh, my
goodness.
Like
you said, you just can't keep anybody happy anymore.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Like to know who to be mad at today.
Oh, I know.
It's just so crazy to me. All right. Well, there you go.
On that positive turn, you want to do birthdays?
We do, and I actually have one that I need to do as well.
Oh.
This one came in, unfortunately, after I had already been off the air and I was leaving for vacation, from Heather. Hey, Wally, hoping to get an early birthday shout-out before vacation for my son, Caleb. He is turning 18 on the 17th, so we're making this good here. Big 18th birthday for Caleb. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She says he's resilient, kind, funny, and generous, and overall a great guy. Well, then she's taking credit for all of that, I'm
He's
sure.
He's an adult now.
Yeah. Since he will legally be an adult on his birthday and can get a tattoo without permission, my question for all of you is, if you could get a tattoo that would disappear after a year, what tattoo would you get? I'd finally get that Simpsons tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, the one I wanted.
That's the one you would choose.
Yeah, because if it's going to disappear after a year, like, it's a funny conversation piece. So what would you get, Rock? Gosh. Oh, an expiration date would be funny. Because it's going to expire in 1 year.
Oh, that would be funny. Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm.
I want something that's witty.
DuckTales. You like DuckTales, right?
Like the show?
Yeah. Goofy movie.
Sure. Sure. That's what I'll get, the
them.
Goofy movie.
Just the entire Mickey I'll Mouse lineup.
I'll get the lyrics to the eye to eye song from the Goofy movie.
Oh, yeah.
See it? Eye to eye.
That'd be so good.
So good.
Gavin?
I've flirted with doing this in, like, just for real, but I wouldn't mind just getting a tattoo on my arm of the word arm.
Oh.
And just, like, kind of, like, label parts of my body.
Yeah.
Then you and do then, left and right on your hands.
Yeah. My tattoo, is it still on my back? The one that you drew on me? Because I can't see it. I have no idea. Hang on a second.
Unfortunately, we have to see it.
Sorry, I got
to
figure this out.
Is it still there?
No.
No, okay. It's gone.
Because I never washed it. It must have just, because I can't reach it.
The hair is still there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Phew. Can't take care of that.
All right. Heidi wants to wish daughter Poppy a happy birthday. Poppy is turning 15. She is sweet, knows her Bible well, and plays piano. Her dad and I are so proud of her. Happy birthday, Poppy. Megan to her daughter Tiffany. Tiffany loves animals, reading, and listening to The Wally Show.
Nice.
She loves working with her 4-H steer.
Oh.
Buddy.
4-H was something I never understood as a kid. Like, and I was probably like super judgmental of it. Like, oh, look at these weird farm kids or whatever. Because like, that's just what you are as a kid. Like, who cares about their cow that much?
Yeah.
But I think like the older I've gotten, I'm like, that's really cool. A, it teaches you great responsibility. And, you know, a cow is a much better pet than a dog, honestly.
How so?
They're just awesome. And like, I would love to have a cow. They're snotty noses.
They provide a meal at the end of their life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, your dog's not going to do that for you.
Nate to his brother Gavin,
hey,
saying he is an awesome brother who is great at coming up with games and can solve a Rubik's Cube in under a minute.
That does amazing.
Can our Gavin do that?
No.
No.
Props not.
Our Zach can.
Hmm. Yeah.
Under a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. There's really a formula that you memorize.
Sure.
And who even knew that was even possible? Like the Rubik's Cube is just a mystery to me. It might as well be the pyramid. Like, how did that happen, you know?
Melissa wants to wish her dad, Bob, a happy birthday. He is amazing. I gave him a shout out for Father's Day because I couldn't afford to get him anything. So he's getting the same thing for his birthday because I couldn't afford to get him anything.
Wow. How old is Melissa by any chance?
Not sure. Luella wants to wish herself a happy birthday. She celebrated her birthday on the 14th, so we're catching up a little bit. But she's says anything we should know about this person, she put under that category, just love getting a little attention.
Oh, who doesn't?
then John and Elizabeth want to wish their youngest child, Matthew, a happy birthday. Has to deal with 3 older brothers growing up. That's rough.
That'll make you tough.
The question is, did the youngest child in your family have special privileges?
No.
Okay,
you I don't think my little sister ever did. I think...
Really?
No. In my memory, I would potentially argue that I was maybe the most, I probably had the most like favoritism as a kid.
Oh, the oldest.
And you're the favorite.
Okay. I don't, not like maybe not being the favorite, but I feel like I received a lot of attention. Like I was the kid who played soccer and I dragged my siblings along for all of my games when we were out of town. I was the one who went to college. Like just like a lot of stuff like that. Yeah.
A lot of firsts. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, my parents, they had 5 kids and had them spread out over time, you know, and so my brother's quite a bit younger than me. And it was funny because I think I wore them out, like parenting. I think by the time they got to him, they're just like, we're done. Like, we're just done parenting. And
surprised they had any more after
you. You do whatever you want to do. You know, like it felt like the rules were way different for him and way more lenient. Like, I couldn't have gotten away with half the stuff that I think he got away with, you know. But it was really interesting, to be serious. It was really interesting to see, like, at the end of my dad's life, because my brother, you know, made bad choices, you know, when he was younger and continued a couple into his adulthood. Now he's squared away now, which is good. But it was interesting to see my dad at the end of his life and how much, like, he loved my brother, you know, and like, and you love your kids, obviously. But it was interesting to see, like, he didn't see the mistakes he made. He didn't see any of the problems that he had put the family through or what have you. Like, he just loved him, you know, and unfortunately he didn't get to see him when he passed away. But he was like, you know, make sure that, you know, you guys take care of him and you're there for him and stuff. It was cool to see how much love he had for him.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was a good thing at the end of his life that I got to be a part of.
That's sweet.
So, yes.
Yeah. What about you, Rock? Well, you don't have any siblings.
The youngest child in my family definitely got away with more.
Yes.
Because I was
the only child. Exactly. Yeah. You definitely are kind of like Haley, my daughter, in that, yeah, she, you know, didn't get spanked a lot. Definitely got taken care of.
I didn't have to.
I know, you're just sweet.
I'm just good.
Yeah, got taken care of well.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Yeah. I still take care of my little girl. Yeah. Always will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, let's wrap this thing up.
All right.
Thank you for being a potty, and we'll do this again tomorrow.
We'll do this again tomorrow.
Tomorrow.